Ozark Literacy Council's An Open Book Affair celebrating Voice of the Ozarks will take place Thursday night at the Pratt Place Barn in Fayetteville. The fundraising event will honor Daniel Woodrell, author of Winter's Bone, and will include food, drink, and live music. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. More information available at ozarkliteracy.org. As the opening date for Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art draws near, the museum is today announcing corporate sponsors. Coca-Cola, General Electric, and Goldman Sachs are the corporate sponsors for the inaugural exhibit of the museum's permanent collection. The exhibit, titled Celebrating the American Spirit, includes more than 400 works. Crystal Bridges is scheduled to open November 11th. Arkansans are paying more at the pump this week. According to the website ArkansasGasPrices.com, the average gallon of gas in the state is nearly a dime more expensive than it was last week, $3.33. That's a raise of 9.5 cents over this time last week. The national average is still 16 cents higher than the average gallon of gas in Arkansas. An organization dedicated to informing residents about local hunger issues will hold a panel discussion this week titled Hunger in the Land of Plenty. The group, Feed Fayetteville, was formed to help alleviate hunger and create food security in the region. The discussion is scheduled for Wednesday night at the Arkansas Global Campus Theater on the Fayetteville Square, beginning at 6:30. Those attending are being asked to donate a non-perishable source of protein, such as canned tuna or peanut butter. And the Arkansas Razorback football team is ranked ninth in the first BCS rankings of the 2011 season. Those rankings, released last night, place two other SEC teams at the top of the list. LSU, who Arkansas will play the day after Thanksgiving, is number one. Alabama, who Arkansas lost to earlier this year, is ranked number two. Arkansas remains ranked 10th in the latest edition of the Associated Press poll. The Arkansas Razorback football team next plays at Mississippi on Saturday morning.